Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
I hope this is working out. Good morning. Yes. Welcome all of you to this Mass. And if you are visiting us for the first time, welcome to your home, Corpus Christi Cathedral. We begin this celebration always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us just pause for just a few moments in silence. Let us take our thoughts to God. And before we listen to His word, before we bring our gifts to the altar, we ask this God to look upon us with mercy. For so often we fail to see His Son Jesus in our brothers and sisters. And we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet another who has not labored over it. He must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief is his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
Today you hear his voice, harden not. not your heart. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You turn men back to dust and say, return, O children of men, to your eyes a thousand years are like yesterday come and gone, or like a watch in the night. Sweep them away like a dream, like grass that springs up in the morning. In the morning it sprouts and is fresh, by the evening it withers and fades. Then teach us to number our days, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Then turn back, O Lord alone, show pity to your servants. At dawn, fill us with your merciful love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us. Give successes to the work of your hands. Oh, give successes to the work of your hand. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is adultery. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?" Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. The Gospel of the Lord.
It's wonderful to see so many of you here today. There is a wonderful message for us in all three readings. It's the same message. And the message is so clear. Seek the things of heaven, not so much the things of the earth. And that's very difficult, because when we open our eyes, all we see is what's around us. And today God, Jesus, is asking us to see things differently, you know. And he shares with us a little story. I love the stories of Jesus. He's so true. You know, as a lot of you know, and I shared with you the first time I celebrated Mass, I worked in the hospital for 20 years. And in those 20 years, I worked in the intensive care units. And I saw a lot of people suffering. And I saw a lot of people that died. And I went to bless those people. When they were very sick, and then when they were dead. And I remember opening the hands of those dead bodies, cold, lifeless hands. And they were completely empty. We take nothing. We take nothing when we die. That's what Jesus tells us in the gospel. That man had so much riches, and that was okay. It's okay to have things. But the gospel says he was greedy. He was greed. And he stored up riches. And he said, when he stored up so much, he said, now I'm free, I'm free. I will rejoice, I will be happy, I will be merry, I will have fiestas. And then that very night, God called them. And he left everything behind. St. Paul tells us in the second reading, seek the things that are above. And to do that, to seek the things that are above, we have to have eyes that are different than these eyes. And we have to pray. This is so important. God, help me see as your son Jesus saw. That's the answer. It's to see like Jesus saw. When Jesus saw the sick, he was moved. When Jesus saw the poor, he was moved. That mother that had lost her only son, he cried and he was moved. Help me see like you see. There's many ways. I will give you a couple little tools that help me. Find a good book that speaks about God, about Jesus, his life. What better than the Gospels? In the Gospels, and I love the Gospels because they're not difficult to read. They're very simple, very especially when Jesus uses story parables. They're simple. The Gospel of John, it's the gospel of love. It's the gospel of Jesus. The Eucharist. Oh. Remember Mary last week? Sitting at the foot of Jesus. And asking him. You know, that should be one of our prayers as we approach to receive the Lord. Lord, help me see like you see. You know, yesterday I celebrated Mass at Trinity Towers to some beautiful people that live there. And after Mass, I celebrated Mass just like I celebrated here. I was not in a hurry. there's a blessing, the anointing of the sick. I took those beautiful hands of the elderly with a lot of compassion, with love. It was not me. It was Jesus in me. We have to ask, and I saw some hands that were very tired and hands that were old and wrinkled. But I saw the hands of Jesus. I touched the hands of the Lord. We have to pray and ask the Lord, I want to see. But I want to see differently. Because when we open our eyes, we see the material things around us. But He wants us to look beyond that. See the hurting and do something about it. See the hungry. See the lonely. See those that are disturbed. See the elderly. That sometimes we put aside. See the innocent children. Oh, I love to hear a baby cry. Everything else is vanity. Says the Lord. And today He challenges us. He challenges me and you to seek the things that are above. Heaven, that's where we belong forever and ever and ever. Not so much the things of here. This we will leave behind. I will take nothing with me. I will only take what's in my heart. And I hope when I get to heaven, God will see. Jose, you loved. Jose, you prepared. You were kind and you forgave. You were patient. That's what He sees. There's my son that loves me. There's my daughter that loved me and cry out to me every night, that seek me. We belong to Him. If we belong to God, shouldn't we be seeking Him? Like we seek and look and love our parents. We belong to God. Seek what's up from above. For time here on this earth is but a moment. I love these readings today. They really touch me. Very especially as I'm getting a little older. Yes. Let your prayers, very especially today, ask the Lord to touch your eyes to see different. Oh, you'd be surprised what you will see.
Let us stand to profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us seek what is above by asking our Heavenly Father to hear our prayers and the needs of our brothers and sisters.
For the safety of Christians everywhere from persecution and violence, especially in Syria, Iraq, Iran, Korea, and the Central African Republic, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That we may have the wisdom to see a way to end gun violence in our land, and that we have the will to do it. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who must risk everything they have for their loved ones, for the refugees, the immigrants, migrant workers, that they may know God's mercy through us during this Jubilee Year of Mercy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That those who have died, especially Andy Hines, may find mercy in the joys of eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces, for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of the deceased members of the Mew family, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert E. Hagelin, Jr., and William Dusty Durrell, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. My dear friends, for all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O God of all the living, hear these our prayers. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness and your mercy. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
cast your blessings on this family who bring gifts of bread and wine that will be converted to the greatest gift, the body and blood of Jesus.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, and accepting the oblation of the spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord
with you.
And with your
spirit. Lift up your hearts.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him the host of angels adore your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we sing.
Thank you.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, it entered willingly into his passion. He took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, and the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church throughout the world. Make us grow in love. Together with Francis, our Pope, William Michael Mulvey, our bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her husband, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, even him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
poor in spirit, bless us, O Lord our God. We are the light of our world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they who are meek and humble. Make us meek and humble. Bless us, O Lord our God. We are the light of our world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they who will mourn in sorrow, they will be comforted. Bless us, O Lord, when we share their sorrow. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of our world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Bless those who hunger and thirst for justice, they will be satisfied. Bless us, O Lord, hear our cry for justice. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of our world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they who show others mercy, they will know mercy too. Bless us, O Lord, hear our cry for mercy. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of our world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are hearts that are clean and holy, they will behold the Lord. Bless us, O Lord, make us pure and holy. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of our world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they who bring peace among us, they are the children of God. Bless us, O Lord, may your peace be with us. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to
rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.